Gaslighting happens in a narcissistic relationship when a narcissist makes you question yourself and your perception of reality. They do so by constantly putting big question marks over your thoughts, beliefs, and emotions to the point of internal collapse. You start thinking, maybe I am going crazy, maybe I am making up things, maybe things are not happening the way I think they are. And all of this happens because of the narcissist's truth-twisting, table-turning, mind-bending, perspective-shifting, and brainwashing nature. They use all of these things in combination to drive you crazy. I have personally experienced gaslighting at the hands of many narcissists, but one gaslighting experience drove me to the point of wanting to end my life, because that gaslighting was the most extreme I had ever been through. It was with a friend. There was no romantic relationship whatsoever. It was a friend, a roommate, who gaslit me so thoroughly inside out that I was convinced I'm the crazy one and I am a monster. Let me share that experience with you and let me help you understand how narcissists truly drive you crazy. Hi, I am Danish, a Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Channel. Welcome if you're new to the channel. And if you have not subscribed already, please subscribe before we begin, because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Sometimes I really wonder, why did I have to go through the pain that I have been through? I really wonder, why did I encounter a narcissist almost in every relationship that I have had, be it in the capacity of being a friend, a partner, a child, a classmate, a roommate, you name it, I have experienced it. Now my conclusion and my understanding is, my purpose was to help people coming from different backgrounds, and I needed to know it all, which unfortunately meant I had to go through it all, and that's what ended up happening. Today, the person that I'm going to talk about is one of the worst and the most dangerous types of a narcissist I have ever encountered in my life, in the capacity of being a friend and a roommate. Instead of going through the entire story of how it began, how the devaluation happened, and finally what the discard was like, I would like to focus on one specific part of importance, because as I said in the beginning, I'm going to share how I was gaslit thoroughly to the point of complete breakdown. This experience has to do with the narcissist's stealing behavior, his stealing habit. So we were roommates. What ended up happening one fine day is we decided that we'll pray together. There was a room next door where people would pray in a group, especially quite early in the morning, around 5 a.m. or so. So we started doing the same. I would like you to know that by this time, I had already been abused by this person. I was going through a lot, but I was kind of carrying on thinking it was my fault. Back then, we used to live in the same hostel and we shared the same room because we were studying in the same college and we were studying the same course. I used to get some money for my monthly expenses, and as a part of my routine, I would withdraw some money to make life easy. On the first day when we left for the prayer, I had left my wallet, and in that wallet were some bucks, maybe 100 bucks or so. In rupees, it was around 2000 rupees. So when we were finished with the prayer, he left a couple of seconds early, only a couple of seconds. And I followed him because I kind of felt something is going to happen. And when I entered the room, he wasn't there. He was already in the washroom. My intuition told me to check my wallet. And when I checked, there were only 1500 rupees. A good portion of the money was gone. I completely ignored it and brushed it off. I didn't want to rock the boat or stir any chaos. The idea established was, I am the cause of every single problem in the friendship, and I have to stabilize myself for not to cause any more trouble. And to a certain degree, he had convinced me that I am making things difficult. So I didn't want to be the cause of more arguments and fights, so I suppressed it, left it there. But I wanted to know what's going on. Second day comes, the same thing. We go for the prayer, he leaves a couple of seconds early. I jump in and find out he's in the washroom. I check my wallet. Again, the same amount is gone. I had intentionally left some amount there to see what will happen next. And there we go. You might wonder, why did I leave money in my wallet if I already knew what was going on? Well, I kind of knew, but I was constantly doubting myself. So I needed some evidence. I needed some proof. When it happened the second time, I was convinced what was going on. So instead of confronting him, because I knew if I confronted him, he would create a scene and he was extremely dramatic, I told his flying monkey, his enabler, that my money is being stolen. I lost $1,000 in 2 days and I am going to report it to the warden, to the hostel in charge. Here is where it gets interesting. I go to the warden. The warden empathizes with me, understands, and takes it very seriously and calls him immediately. He comes down, and to my surprise, this piece of a shit, this monster, brings up my past and says, how dare he think I am the thief? How dare he think I stole his money? I don't know, maybe the spirits that he says are with him might have stolen. Maybe the jinns that he says he's possessed by might have stolen that money. Ask him. The warden simply told him he's not blaming you. He's just saying today it's him, tomorrow it can be you. Why did you think he's blaming you and saying you stole the money? He did not respond to that question. Instead, he tried to use deflection. He tried to create chaos, drama, and a scene out of the situation to shift the attention away from the main issue. Finally, he walked out of the office quite angry. The issue escalated, but before I talk about how, I must give you more information for further clarification. As a friend, I had shared some of my experiences with him, some traumatic experiences, such as experiencing sleep paralysis, nightmares, and feeling like I'm surrounded by evil spirits, because he wanted to know about my past, my family, everything. And back then I did not know it was a part of his information extraction process, because he's a predator. I did not know he's going to use it against me when I'll be the most vulnerable. I did not know he would use that information to gaslight me into thinking that it was those spirits who had stolen the money, not him. I know it sounds crazy, but back then he convinced me that that was the case. Let me tell you how. After the warden situation, I leave for my college and attend all the classes. When it's time for me to come back, I enter into a room filled with darkness in the evening. He's sitting in the corner, I can still remember. And the moment I entered the room, he played a recording of a religious scholar talking about how jinns and spirits steal money and how this is a real thing. I was like, what the hell? Does that mean something is terribly wrong with me? I'm living with demons. But my money was stolen. How can this happen? It has never happened before. He really created a heavy and a dramatic scene, because after that, after playing the recording, he called his sister, I remember, and started crying. While he was crying, his sister was asking him, what's happening? What's wrong? And he was crying, and he then told her that I had complained about him or something like that to make me feel really guilty. And I felt guilty. I was like, who the hell am I? What kind of a monster am I? How could I hurt such an angel? No way he can do that. Of course not. Maybe I might have forgotten this money and left it somewhere. No. And the surprising thing is, I begged for forgiveness. I apologized. I put my head, I can still remember, on his feet and said, please forgive me. Please, I made a mistake. And I hugged him while apologizing. Can you believe that? I knew I was betraying myself. I felt like I was stabbing myself, but it was all of that was overridden by the guilt that I was feeling in the moment for him. Ultimately, see how I wish for him the worst pain and punishment. I know I'm not supposed to say that, but he caused me so much pain and he tortured me. After that, what happens is he convinced me I'm the crazy one. I am the torturer. I am the abuser. And he told me very clearly, either you live in this room or I am going to leave. One of us has to leave and shift to a different room. I said, okay, I'm going to leave because I caused this trouble and I created this mess. He arranges a room for me and then I go and check the room. To my surprise, I found out that in this room lives his flying monkey, another person who enables his ego, and this room was a total mess. I don't know what woke up in me in that moment, and I said no, as if I recognized that he was lying and he was gaslighting me. I felt a shift, I can remember that. And I told him, you have the problem with me, you go and you leave. I'm not going to move an inch. This is my room, I have paid for it, I'm going to stay here. After that, he punished me. I mean, it's a long story, but that gaslighting event drove me to the point of wanting to end my life because of the guilt and the shame he planted in my head, in my body, for no fault of mine. He caused me harm, and then he played Darvo on me. Denied the attack, reversed the roles of victim and offender, and used my past against me to make it seem like I was possessed by some evil spirits. They had stolen my money. Now I was blaming him. Do you see how crazy that situation was? It drove me to the point of wanting to end my life because everything was getting too much for me to handle. Why? Because I was already struggling with my unresolved trauma from my childhood and then other experiences with narcissists. And on top of that, this was the last thing that I needed to happen. Because of his abuse, my psychosomatic illnesses got worse. And to be honest, I was at a point of wanting to give up and unalive myself. I don't know what stopped me, but truly, I was at the end of my wits. I was at the end of my rope, about to switch off everything, but I did not, and I'm thankful I chose to continue. The story continues, the torture continues. He did the most evil things to me, even after this event, which I'll share in some other episodes. But why was I convinced he was the thief? He had a history of stealing things from malls, from shopping marts. One day, quite early in our friendship, he went into W.H. Smith, you know, a shopping mart where you can get grocery and stuff. And right before my eyes, he was stealing things, but it didn't feel he was stealing anything. He was as if he was trained in doing that. And when he left that mart, I was shocked, bamboozled, and worried, like, how were you not caught? And he comes out with a bag full of stuff. Stuff he didn't pay for, stuff he could have gotten caught for and probably fined and jailed. And this wasn't once that he did it. This was his routine, which is why eventually I stopped going to these places with him, because I knew he's not going in there to buy stuff. He's going in there to steal stuff. The crazy thing is, most of the sweets that were used in his sister's marriage were stolen from a shopping mart downstairs. Can you believe that? He stole all of that stuff in presence of cameras, security cameras and security people. And then at the end of that semester, I remember, he took really big bags of stuff to his home for his sister's wedding. This is the man who blames me for making up things, for blaming him for nothing. This is the man who says my money was stolen by spirits. Come on, you could have done better than that. And I'm convinced, who wouldn't be convinced? He stole that stuff. He had the guts to do that. He's a sociopath, a con artist. How could he not have stolen my money? Makes sense. Case resolved. After that, he was severely punished by God, which is another experience I would like to share with you in the next episode, when I'll talk about how narcissists get their karma, and when they get it, they hate it. The crazy thing is, he blamed it on me, but I knew at the time what was going on and I confronted him. Story for another time. In a nutshell, these people are delusional, and gaslighting is beyond lying. It's pure psychological warfare and can literally drive you to the point of wanting to end it all. Have you been there yourself? If yes, drop your experiences in the comments below. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in today. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.